finally, number 20 is 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3. So, 1 and 2, sorry, C chord. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3. Now, there's a lot more to be told on the rhythmic side. So, congratulations getting this far. What's to come for you is total rhythmic freedom. Even when, this is just a demonstration, I'm not going to write this down, it's not part of the lesson, but even when the song is, you know, either much slower and you want to double up the feel, which I'll explain, like let's say if it's a funk feel, like if it's... So the beat is 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the if you did, you know, the strums we've been using on a song like that, it would be, you know, totally not in the style of, if you played that, they would laugh. You know, but you have to double up the hand. So this is just what's coming, a preview of what's to come. So if you have a very slow tempo and you want to double up the groove on it, so again, the tempo is 1, 2, 3, 4, and that old strum is too slow. You're gonna double up the motion and put that in. So if I had, I'm gonna play. Now what I'm really doing is, I'm still doing a down motion, it's just twice per bar. We will talk about this, and I'm still making up the rhythms on the fly within the context of the song, but my arm is still doing a regular up and down motion, you know. We'll talk about all that. So that's what's to come in your future. See ya.